from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's show, original poetry and reflections from the Neighborhood Academy and wellness advice from middle school students in Hazelwood. But first, Bashir High ninth grader Fatima talks about her Tanzanian roots and what it's been like to transition to life in the U.S.
Hi, my name is Fatima, and I'm in ninth grade, and I go to Bashir High School. When you are African, it's like being different than anybody. So I'm brown, right? That makes me different in like my religion and the language. Tanzania, the place I grew up was like crowded with many people, like different languages, which was like a refugee camp. That's what they call it, I think. So like every single time I visit the neighbor, they speak different language, and that's how I grew up. Like I start learning about it, the languages, Swahili and Kizigula, Somali, and English. In Tanzania, we have only like one season, and a lot of people, they like to visit the beach, and it's fun, like many people go there. So like in Tanzania, almost 100% of the people, they're Muslim, but some of them, they came from West Africa, like Congo and Burundi, and they changed their religion because they see many people being Islam, and Tanzania is just like the place that you respect your religion. When I was there, I was like focusing on my religion. My religion is Islam, so I go to like a school, they call it madarasa. So we have to pray like 5 times a day. If you don't know how to pray, they will teach you when you go to that school. And they will teach you also how to dress for when you're outside or when you're inside. The girls, they cover almost their whole body, even their hands, only their eyes. In Tanzania, we have only like one season, and a lot of people, they like to visit the beach, and it's fun, like many people go there. In this school, we have some Tanzanian kids. They're like 4, and it feels good to have like somebody that speaks your language and is from your country, because if you don't have it, you'd be feeling sad. You'd be thinking like you're the only person that speaks that language and is from that area. The good thing is like we get to do our culture stuff. And in this school, there's many refugees, so like we get to learn each other's culture.
In our last episode, we heard poems from students in the Neighborhood Academy's spoken word class. Today, we have Rania and Tylea from the school sharing their poetry.
Hi, my name is Rania, and some of my friends from the spoken word class wrote some very good poems, so I decided to bring them into the podcast and record them.
My name is Tylea Austin. I go to the Neighborhood Academy, and I'm 14 years old, and my poem is called To Be Misunderstood. Sometimes to feel misunderstood can hurt. It puts you in a situation that can really hurt you in the end. It can make people think differently about you, and that can hurt. It can make the small situation a big problem. It can have a big impact on your life, and that can hurt too. Sometimes you would do it at the wrong moment. Someone catches it and thinks you did it on purpose, and you just disrespected them. Sometimes to feel misunderstood can hurt.
Why did you write the poem?
I wrote it because I was in that situation. During our interview during the spoken word, Miss Jenny caught me slouching at the wrong moment, and I had gotten in trouble for it. I almost got a Saturday, but I didn't because I told them that I wasn't slouching, I was stretching.
Do you think this poem can help you?
Yeah, not make mistakes at the wrong time.
How long do you think it took you to write this compared to your other classmates?
Not that long. It only took me like 2 minutes to do it.
I can relate to when you wrote your poem because being misunderstood can sometimes affect things in a different type of way.
Our last segment features girls from Hazelwood talking about how to handle bullies, maintain healthy relationships, and build character. These 9 to 12-year-old girls shared their thoughts as part of an after-school program made possible by Family Resources.
Hello, my name is Elion.
Hi, my name is Nevaeh.
My name is Alana.
Hi, my name is Ranjay.
My name is Tamila.
If someone came to me for advice, if something's going on, I would probably tell a teacher or local counselor, or talk to them in private just to see if everything's okay. And if it was me in that situation, I would hope that they would do the same.
If somebody was ever hurt or they would have feelings about somebody bullying them and they come over to me, I won't run away. I will at least tell them to stay away from those bullies. If you don't see any of the bullies, you should probably tell one of the teachers.
If I would give advice to one of my friends or somebody in another class, if they were getting bullied, I would have said just tell a teacher or tell your parents. Then go to like one of your friends and stick with them, and if they keep on messing with you, just stay away from them. And then if I was getting bullied, I would have went to a teacher and told them and like just stayed away from them.
If somebody was bullying somebody and it came to me, I will tell them, don't bully me.
I have a healthy relationship with my friend because she gives me advice on what I should do, and she doesn't tell me negative stuff.
If I had a problem that I wanted to talk to someone about, I would probably go to my friend because I know that my friends wouldn't have like a negative response on anything I tell them or anything I do. And I'll also go to my mom because she'll give me her honest opinion about anything.
If I had a problem, I will go to my dad because when I need help with something, he's always there for me.
If I had a problem, I would go to my mom because we have a healthy relationship and she would give me a good opinion on what I should do and how I should do it.
If I had a problem, I would go to God, because he can help us no matter what. I would go to my mom because when I'm sad, she would have good advice.
The elements that make me strong are...
The things that make me strong are...
The elements that make me strong are...
I am strong. I have courage. I am a nice friend. I have muscles. I have a strong heart, and I love to be nice.
I believe in everything, and I study.
Brave, powerful, strong, athletic, have courage in myself, and I'm a fun person. I laugh at anything. I have a lot of friends. I love reading, and I'm a good student.
I'm powerful, I'm brave, and if I'm doing something, I'm sticking to it. I don't give up easily. I'm smart, I'm kind, and I'm loyal to my friends. I'm beautiful in my own eyes. Don't let other people stop me from my shine. I have a lot of friends. I like to dance. I don't need compliments to help me feel stronger.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation. and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.